Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, patchy clouds, a low of 7. Real Racine will play host to something a little different on Saturday, May 21st, called Open House Racine County. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
It will be free and rare access to more than 50 sites across Racine County, including government facilities, businesses, and well-known architectural landmarks. Visitors will get information about each of the locations. The goal of Open House Racine County is to showcase the county's unique assets, also to help enhance local resident perceptions of the county. The event has a website, www.openhouseracinecounty.com. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
A resolution to name Harbor Park at the Marina to honor former County Executive Len Zolkowski received the unanimous approval of the Racine County Board last night. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who proposed the idea, said it took courage for Zolkowski to push for development of the Marina.
Mr. Zolkowski to put himself out there and might have not been politically the easiest thing to do, but I think there are lessons to learn from all of us that sometimes things worth doing are hard.
Supervisor Robert Miller said it's something the county can do that's wholly appropriate and fitting. A ceremony to rename the park will be held this spring. Zolkowski passed away in 1996 at the age of 51. If the full city council concurs, action taken by Kenosha's License and Permit Committee following a revocation hearing should put the Brat Stop out of the danger zone. The business is facing a suspension of its liquor license for several violations that occurred over a two-year period. The committee voted Monday night to set aside an underage loitering citation for the purpose of assessing demerit points. If the full council agrees next month and if the business stays clean, the high demerit point total will gradually be reduced over time, according to Deputy City Attorney Matthew Knight.
They'll be in good standing. The long and the short of it is once the procedure ends, the business will be in good standing.
That might not be the end of owner Jerry Rasmussen's problems. He also operates a sister business, Brat Stop 2, in downtown Kenosha. That business has been beset with problems as well, primarily an exceedingly high number of fight and disturbance complaints. The police chief and mayor have the authority to pull the place's cabaret license if things don't get any better. Just a reminder that with the primary election coming up next Tuesday and for the general election in April, you will need a valid photo ID to get a ballot. The nearest DMV office will provide a free state ID, if nothing else. The primary next Tuesday includes several local decisions to finalize the ballot for April 5th, which will also be Wisconsin's presidential primary. As for the ID requirement, there's more information online at bringit.wi.gov. Racine-based SC Johnson has donated 54,000 units of off-insect repellent to the County of Hawaii Civil Defense Agency to help protect against mosquitoes that can carry dengue fever. Since the initial outbreak of dengue fever last fall, more than 250 cases have been reported. The donation will help social service programs in their effort to protect as many people as possible against the mosquitoes that carry the disease, which causes symptoms including sudden high fever, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and skin rashes, and can lead to serious complications. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and State Patrol combined on a response to a multi-vehicle accident before 6:30 this morning along northbound I-94 near Highway 20. No injuries were reported, but a handful of vehicles had to be moved by towing companies, one of them a Jaguar. Deputies and troopers were told about a silver truck that potentially caused the accident and left the scene. That vehicle was spotted just before 7:30 by a deputy and stopped on Highway 20 at Highway C. Gas Buddy says Wisconsin and eight other states in the Midwest are currently enjoying the lowest average gas prices since early 2004. A senior petroleum analyst said he wouldn't be surprised if a few stations in each of the states at some point in the future, if things keep going the way they are, drop prices below $1 a gallon. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.